T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back in. Final hour. We're on a little bit of a Clemson and Carolina football roll. Let's continue it. It's our good buddy Taj Boyd. Taj, on this kind of beautiful day, do you wish you were in pads and everything out there practicing football? Or are you happy to be selling condos on the lake?
I mean, I think a little bit of both, you know.
I know this much, that lake would feel good today.
I'm telling you, I can't swim, Sturge. So I need to work on that myself, well, man. But it's a big task for me this summer, man. It's time.
It is definitely time. We can help you on that. That's one thing besides golf that I do above average is I could actually swim a little bit when I was growing, not good enough to go to college because you know me and my family well. God graced me with all about 5'9 in height, and swimmers aren't successful at 5'9". So how's it going? I'm excited. I'm going to be out at the Preserve at Verde with you guys on Friday for your Taj Boyd Foundation golf tournament. And Taj, this is a foundation that you created back in 2015, and I love what the charge is. It's to change the lives of underprivileged youth in the upstate. And you know what? You have done a great job because I am sorry. One of the things we got to get back to in this country is parents raising their kids.
Oh, true statement, man. I tell you what, man, it's really about just shifting the culture, shifting the mentality. You know, I remember at one point, man, especially in the neighborhoods that I grew up in, it really performed to that adage, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, man. And I think we've gotten away from a lot of that too, man. So I think, you know, myself and the team, we're really just trying to contribute in the best way we know how, man. And that's just giving back, making sure that we're inspiring greatness within these kids, man. And trying to do our part one day at a time.
So you're going to have the Taj Boyd Foundation Golf Tournament, and that's going to be Friday out at the Preserve, and registration at noon, and start begins at 1 o'clock. And, you know, everybody that wants to find out more about the Taj Boyd Foundation, it is very easy, TajBoydFoundation.com. And, you know, Taj, you know, it's golf time, you know. Coach Penley we had on earlier today, the Tigers making their way to Arkansas for the national finals. So, you know, everybody's in this Brooks Koepka Tiger Woods mode of let's go take time to play golf. And you know what? Here's a way to kill multiple birds with one stone. You can play golf, meet a bunch of great guys, support a great foundation, and, yes, it can be a tax-deductible donation.
Exactly. You know what, man? I would honestly say, for me to not have had any lessons, I still haven't gotten any better.
You and Diesel. Oh, actually, I there's something I need to talk to you about because we had somebody get in touch with us that wants to work with you on your golf game, and you know what? You can go kill two birds with one stone at Topgolf as well.
Man, look, so I was playing with some guys, and I went for the first time, and I mean, Sturge, I look like a damn pro out there, man. And the guy's like, oh, you must be really good on the golf course. And I said, well, it's only because these nets are up right now. Thank you, my job. But no, it was fun, man. I tell you why, I've enjoyed that. If somebody out there really does want to give the boy some lessons, I would be more than grateful to accept. I think I got some natural ability, man. I'm just stiff a little bit. It's not as bad as Charles Barkley, but it's not as good as Bruce Kepke, you know.
Well, here's the deal. Diesel's wanting to chat. Diesel's in this challenge mode. He's off on vacation this week, gone down to the Keys and following every rock station down I-95. But he's like, I want to go learn how to play golf with Taj, and I want to go fish with Taj. So I think we can hook you up with two of those. But, you know, give us an idea. There are still, I think, some slots available. You can go to TajBoydFoundation.com, get signed up, let us know, register. At noon, the tournament begins at 1, so I know you will be there, you know, giving out awards afterwards, hopefully get in a segment with us as well, but give us an idea of what people can expect on Friday.
Well, I mean, look, we finally got some good weather. And if I'm going to be talking about golf, let me get Koepka's first name right. Brooks, not Bruce. Excuse me. I'll tell you what, man. I think it's going to be a nice opportunity for everybody to collaborate, connect, get a chance to network, see what we're all about as an organization, and really just help contribute to society altogether, man. I really, man, I'm so thankful for the Upstate in its entirety. The Greenville has been really good to me as well, man. So, I'm currently in Powdersville, so I've been a Powdersvillian here for about a year or so. But a lot of the things that we do is tailored towards the Nicholstown community. I think we're going to do something pretty special at the beginning. So, be there so you can see that. But look, man, we're just trying to take it a day at a time out here, man. And again, just play our part. But more importantly, man, the golf's going to be fun. It's going to be some beautiful weather for us finally. Yes. You can't beat, Friday going out there and playing golf, man. So there are some opportunities. There's a few spots available. If you got any inclination that you might want to play, you can even email me at ToddsBoy10@gmail.com. But, yeah, definitely hit the website, ToddsBoyFoundation.com. Check that out. And, man, look, we'll be more than happy to accommodate a large crowd out there for sure. So.
We'll figure that one out, no doubt about it. So let me ask you, this year still was recovering from surgery when your gala went on, but we made sure we made our donation to it. And what a great event every year. The ToddsBoyFoundation.com lists all the events coming up. But for people that don't know, you spend a lot of time during the summer as well as the school year speaking with classes or summer school programs. Y'all gave out nearly 1,000 or over 1,000 backpacks to students in the Upstate filled with stuff for school for the school year. Do you get more pride out of hanging out in that gala type? Because I know you well enough. I see the smiles on your face when you see it, when you're talking to these kids in the classrooms or at camps or workshops. And that's where I really, really see the smile come out on your face with your foundation work.
Well, for sure, because, obviously I think it's bigger than me. I wouldn't be where I was or near close to it if I didn't have people contributing to my success and growth in my early youth. There's very vivid, descriptions of people that were in my life that impacted me in such a positive way. That again, when I'm able to do that, when the organization is able to do that, man, I don't think that there can be anything better than that. All we have is legacy. All we have is us trying to leave this place better than we found it. And I think that we're trying to do that all together, man. So I really do find joy in that, man. I'm really thankful that I even have the opportunity to be able to do that. And that's all thanks to the people that contribute to our organization.
I mean, it's amazing. You never know where you're supposed to be, how you're going to end up there, the way you and I met. Who would have known that would have ever happened? But, originally a commitment to Tennessee, then you were thinking Oregon, and I'm hoping that's going to be the difference with Leslie Brooke, that she realizes Nashville's a lot farther away for college than somewhere here in South Carolina. But, then you ended up settling on Clemson and being that guy, the guy that helped kind of restructure this with some of your teammates and everything else, and it pays off. And have you ever really stopped and thought about the plan that the good Lord had for you, which includes your mom, Carla? I want to give her a ton of credit. A first-time author.
Yeah, huge, man. I'm so proud of her, man. That's, that in itself, being able to start the book, being able to finish it, to show some discipline, man, some commitment. So to be able to be a part of that, man, and being able to part of getting a chance to see her tell her story has been unbelievable. So she actually has a signing at a Chick-fil-A in Seneca on Thursday. I mean, you can obviously go purchase the book on Amazon as well. It's all you got to do is Google in or search Carla Boyd, and you'll see the book that she wrote. It's called From the Heart of Mama Boyd, man. But, again, all of these people, man, throughout the course of my life, my parents, my coaches, all of them contributed to who I am today. And all it takes is that one person in that one time for that to happen. So, whenever you're in society, if you can give somebody a hug or shake somebody's hand or just smile at them, that could literally be the difference for them. And they'll always remember that. Oh, I truly believe that. So,
yeah, I'm with you on that one. And here's the deal. Once we get through this Clemson baseball season and all, I challenge you and your mom, come up on a Monday to Smoke on the Water. Let's sell some books, make a difference, and share y'all's story together. But, hey, listen, give us an idea, because some people don't know, when you came down from Northern Virginia, it wasn't just a move for Taj Boyd. It was an entire family move, you know what I mean? And people came down. We're now seeing that go on a lot more in college football. Now who will follow in your footsteps is DJ Ugalele. That's his whole family coming this way. Even at your counterpart, South Carolina, Ryan Helinski and his family's coming in from California as well. Is that a new trend where, hey, listen, I want them to go to the best place where they feel most comfortable and still have a good support system around them?
Yeah, I think it's important, especially when we talk about the culture of sports right now. There are so many different things that happen when these kids enter to university. You know, so many other nuances that they won't necessarily expect going into it. There's a lot of pressure there as well. So anytime you can have, you know, that family atmosphere, everybody interconnected with what's going on, I think it does wonders for that kid as a whole. You know, and obviously there's a segment there where you got to differentiate yourself from an adult as you're continuing to transition to adulthood. But at the same time, you know, these kids also have their space away, but they also can go back and eat, you know, home cooked meal with their parents whenever they get an opportunity. So to have that right there in its closeness, it's pretty special. I actually had a couple of parents as well call me about, you know, the opportunity at Lakeside. So, you know, when you see it, I think it's really unique. I think it's really awesome. And anytime you come to an atmosphere where it's as welcoming as Clemson is and its fan base, you know, it's hard to beat that. So I've been really proud of the university, the acceptance. And obviously, these parents making that transition and that sacrifice for the kids going forward.
And you mentioned Lakeside Lodge. I don't know if you know this. My brother, who has purchased one of those, he's after Kirk Herbstreit for you. I don't know if you've seen that on Twitter, but he's like, Lakeside Lodge is the ultimate answer for you. That's now in the, you know, if they build it, if you build it, they will come. And
will
it
come.
Is now going up, and you can probably see the new softball stadium across the water behind Doug Kingsmore Stadium. So it is coming to fruition there at Lakeside Lodge in Clemson.
Man. And it's a one-stop shop. Look, you can come in. Everything's in one centralized location. That's hard to find in Clemson. Usually when you go stay somewhere, you have to leave the premises in order to enjoy the rest of campus.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I mean, you got gym rigs on the state-of-the-art swimming pool. We have our own bar, our own restaurant. You saw the Iron Lady amphitheater out there that replicates the one that's on campus itself. And then obviously having the lake access is pretty cool as well. So, man, we feel like we really got something special going on, and I don't think it could have happened at a better time.
Yeah.
Clemson's brand has never been stronger. The undergraduate program is continuously growing, and I think it's a pretty safe investment altogether.
Yeah, first of all, I'm hoping, you know, we're about to send our child off to college in a year, so hopefully my brother will let me grace the presence of Lakeside Lodge. But hey, Taj, again, on Friday, we're going to gather. I can't swing a golf club. I'll be doing my show from 4 to 7. But we're going to gather to honor the Upstate Children. That's who we want to make a difference with.
Yeah.
This is a great time for you. It's a great time for us. But the ultimate winners is not who finishes first place. It's the kids that are going to be able to help. You're going to be able to help with the Taj Boyd Foundation. And, again, all the info at TajBoydFoundation.com.
Absolutely, man. Look, we got to take care of home first.
That's right.
I know we want to help everybody in the country, man, but you know, while we're here, we got to make sure we take care of this and then branch out from there. So that's a huge part of it as well.
Well, you know, over the time, I mean, you refer to my mom and dad as Graham and Daddy Bill and everything else. You become part of our family, and I'm going to try to get Daddy Bill out there for a little bit on Friday if he's filling up to it. But, Taj, I look forward to seeing you. We will continue to pump out the information this week, and just can't wait to see you on Friday at the Preserve at Verde for the Taj Boyd Golf Tournament.
Absolutely. We'll talk some ball when I get out there, man.
It's now me versus you. You know, it was fun the first 2 years when Bama and Clemson got together. It's a rivalry after that 28-point beatdown in January.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back. But we don't look at y'all as kissing cousins anymore. Y'all are now flat-out rivals. You know what I mean?
So, absolutely, man.
All right. So, well, my best to your mom, and I look forward. We'll talk about that on Friday as well. But, Taj, thank you for your time. Thank you for your efforts here in the Upstate for making this a better place than you found it.
Well, sir, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you having me on the show, buddy.
All right. Thank you very much. There's Taj Boyd. And again, Taj Boyd Foundation. And I mean, that's a guy that gets it. You know what? You'd be surprised at how many of his friends played at South Carolina. You know, he's now real tight with Marcus Lattimore, you know, in his way. Because they respect each other.
Uh-huh.
The fans will never respect each other because you're rivals. You know what I mean? I was telling you a story. This one, no, let's save this because I want to bring back up Jake Bentley and a question I asked you during the top of the break. But you know that old statement, who was it? Was it Jeff Foxworthy that did the bit, you can't fix stupid? We got to share the $2 bill story when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back in. Glad to catch up with Taj Boyd. You got us on 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 1330 AM. Dan and Clemson Anderson, you can take us anywhere on the radio.com app. So, fans, all right, what do fans, are they really the fan of a program or are they really a fan of themselves? Because I know you're a hardcore Detroit Lions football fan. You have to be a fan of that program, that football team, to stay that in love with it, all right? But
This is what I'll say about fandom. I have talked to a lot of people throughout my 25 years here on this God-given earth. A lot of people are fans of players.
That I don't buy.
One player.
No, I am not switching my allegiance from the Panthers because Tua gets drafted by so-and-so next year. I'm not switching my allegiance from the Panthers because Deshaun Watson's the starting quarterback of the Houston Texans. Doesn't mean I'm wishing him bad, but trust me, Deshaun Watson is a nameless, faceless opponent when he faces the Panthers, and I hope he gets out of the turf with a little grass in his face mask. Why? You're now playing my team, not vice versa.
Exactly, and I kind of view the same way. No matter what allegiance I had to you beforehand, when you're playing my team that I support, that I root for, that I buy the merch for, I support wholeheartedly, I root against you.
I mean, I don't want him to get hurt. I want you to get treated painfully like we should do to every other quarterback in the NFL. You know what I mean? So, yeah, fans are weird. Now, this one is completely strange. And when you are so short-sighted and you are so ignorant, from time to time you're going to get called out. I don't know what fan base it is. I'm 95% sure it was a South Carolina fan that reached out to the FBI on behalf of Clemson football recruiting. And said, you need to investigate this program and what they're doing because whether y'all know it or not, they are printing counterfeit money over there. And his reasoning was, there are no such things as $2 bills. You know, Clemson has made made the decision back in 1977 when they had their first bowl game in about a 22-year period to, hey, leave your mark on Jacksonville. And somebody said, well, go buy $2 bills at the banks. Stamp Tiger Paws on it. And there were times you go try to pay people, I ain't taking this. A $2 bill is a real bill. You can go up to the bank up here on the corner and buy 50 of them. Trust me, they got it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not printing fake money over at Clemson. And that's what he was claiming. Go do your homework. I don't care if you're Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, Ohio State fan. That's just pure ignorance right there. And then going to the FBI, what would your response be? Go check the bank and ask if they got $2 bills and shut up. Because you're taking your sport too freaking seriously if you're trying to get the FBI headquarters involved in counterfeiting on that level. You have taken sport too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's the bad fan. So let me ask you about the in-between fans. We were talking about Ryan Helsinki, not Helsinki. Sorry about that, Yates. But, you know, it brings up an interesting question this year. If South Carolina gets to a 3-1 or a 4-1 start, you ride Jake Bentley all the way through till as far as you can. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this. What if it doesn't turn out that way? What do you want? You start with your answer. What do you want as a South Carolina fan, game number 6, game number 7? Do you want them to get prepared for 2020 when the schedule gets a little easier? Take a look at Ryan Helsinki over Jake Bentley? Is that what your natural thought would be?
I know you just said that you hated dealing in the what-ifs.
I know. But that's in the past. I hate
dealing with what-ifs. Yeah, okay, what-ifs in the past.
That's an excuse for what if this would have happened, I wouldn't have to look at you and say my team lost. We're playing what-if in the future. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you get to May 21st and things come up and you roll with it. You know what I mean?
For me, this is what I'm going to say. I would consider – you know, pulling Jake. I would consider it.
Had I not brought up this point to you earlier, which is what does Will Muschamp, what does the University of South Carolina, and what do South Carolina football fans owe Jake Bentley? And this is what I mean. You train wrecked his freshman year when you sat him for half the season, then pulled his red shirt off. He wasn't playing. Remember, he finished high school early. He was going to redshirt that season, and it didn't turn out. So does Will Muschamp and the South Carolina football fans owe Jake Bentley, regardless of what a schedule might be, what the record might be at some point in the schedule, to get as many steps in is to get ready for a potential shot at the next level because of the ironic situation that took place his freshman year in college?
I feel like you kind of owe him a little bit. Because
the rope's a little longer.
Yeah.
A little looser, if you will.
But at the same time, it's up to what they think is going to happen at the time. Because the only thing that Jake came back for was to prove himself to NFL scouts.
Mm-hmm.
That he could actually do this, that he could play in those big games.
And guess what? There's no Jake Bentley would have never found himself drafted if Will Greer didn't go to number 100 at the end of the third round. So that was a smart business decision. However, he probably played his best game against South Carolina and, you know what, and a bad one against Virginia or against Clemson in Virginia. But I don't know. I don't know what was told, what kind of deal, what was mm-hmm. told to his dad. Hey, we're going to go ahead and he's going to lose a year of eligibility because we're pulling that red shirt off halfway through the season. My question is, do they in the long run owe him anything? Because we say this all the time about athletic directors and college football and basketball coaches. You're hired to be fired.
Exactly.
But if you made a promise to somebody and you break it, boy, that can come back and haunt you on the recruiting trail later on down the line.
It could haunt you on the recruiting trail. But at the same time, it depends on the human being that you're dealing with.
Well, he'll give me a chance if I'm the best guy.
Exactly. And if Jake goes out there and says, how about this? Instead of you sitting me entirely, do a half with me, half with him. And if he's better, I'll step back.
And then that's when, in my opinion, with all due respect, hey, just because I'm Ricky Bobby and I said with all due respect, yes, I can say anything I want to right here, Patrick. That's when you've decided to write your season off and try to get better for next year. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because you can't get any rhythm knowing if you're going to be replaced. You can't get any rhythm till you break a sweat up. You know that from going out and hitting balls at the driving range the other
yep.
day. You probably topped a few, pushed a few, pulled a few, chunked a few. But once you start getting lathered up and a little bit sweaty, that's when you start to dial in on what you need to do.
Yeah, and it's such a tough situation to be in because the schedule is so difficult and the schedule is so challenging and daunting that you kind of do need the best Jake Bentley that you can get. And if Jake Bentley comes out there, if Jake Bentley goes 3-1 the first four games, I think you're going to hear every South Carolina fan go,
Heisman Trophy!
Okay, those Have you been talking to my uncle again?
No, I got a few of those friends, man.
No, I wouldn't say Heisman. I think the only quarterback that I've actually legitimately said Heisman for was Connor Shaw, and that was the only person that I did it for. For me, I would just say, look, he goes 3-1. Bentley plays a lot better when he has a confidence booster in. And if he goes 4-1 before that Georgia game, and again, this is a big what if, but if he goes 4-1 going into that Georgia game with a 2-week prep, he's looking at every tape from Georgia versus Notre Dame. He's going to look at Georgia-Tennessee a little bit differently. Because if you have 2 weeks of prep for a Georgia team, you have a better chance of beating them before you have to even worry about Florida.
Dude, if they are, what, 4-1 going into that Georgia game, find me one of your Gamecock t-shirts because I'm going to wear that sucker. I promise you, I am.
Thank you for wearing it.
I would love to see somebody shut up Georgia right now in the SEC East.
And I'm about to really tick off a lot of fans right now. I'm going to need you to text me updates of the game. I will be getting married during that time.
Yes. Remember I said this wedding is your mother-in-law's? There is perfect proof of it right there.
No, this was my fiance's decision to make the date. And I was like,
she's already testing how much you love her?
I'm like, this is the middle of October. She's really testing me because it's one of two things that could happen. The start of the NHL season.
Or no.
Or the middle of college football. Which she knows are my two kryptonites. All
right. Well, my point being, you know, at least you asked your fiance to marry her. I have just completed just celebrated 22 years of successful marriage. And we were laughing about it with a friend the other night. To this day, I've never officially asked my wife to marry me. She kind of figured out what all the stumbling and bumbling was. I don't think I ever got to, will you actually marry me? Yeah, will you marry me? She had just kind of figured out that I had turned red, sweat was coming down my brow, and that's not the way I usually am. So thank her. Thank God Teresa figured out what I was trying to say. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN. One of the dumbest decisions in sport history went
besides
down.
Besides getting married on Georgia, South Carolina.
That's true. But I found a way to at least work this into sport, because if you remember the first Forrest Gump, where did he play his college football?
Greenbow, Alabama.
It has to deal with a product from did you even know that there was a book, Forrest Gump number 2? Well, there was, and this was part of it. We'll tell you when we come back. It is a beverage that will be that will go viral here in the next few months. What is one of the most important things in life, Patrick? Not winning or losing every day, but
waking up every day.
Well, of course, you don't have a day unless you wake up. So, yeah, that's better than Folgers in your cup.
Exactly.
The best part of waking up is Folgers.
Folgers is disgusting, by the way.
Well, by the way, the part being, if you don't wake up, you ain't got no Folgers in your cup. Maybe
no,
that's
exactly.
What killed you. All right. Now, I still think one of the things that we have lost is the ability to laugh at ourselves. Social media has made us all into these warriors where everybody wants to hear my opinion, and my opinion is more important than yours. When I go into full-time agreement with the mullet at Oklahoma State and then one of those weird singer chicks out in California with one name, Lady Gaga, two names actually, when I'm in agreement with them that, you know, I love Twitter for my job, but you go cross into the political realm, or it's garbage. It's ugly. There's no respect. But one of the biggest things in life is the ability to laugh at yourself. One of the worst business decisions that ever took place in this country, and the fact that they still have a company, in my opinion, is back in the 80s, Coca-Cola took a very successful product and said, you know what, let's go throw it off the 58th floor of the Coca-Cola building in downtown Atlanta, and let's start something new. New Coke. That's like the dumbest comment in sport. Let's start a new tradition. You can't start a tradition. You develop one over time. Now, one that developed more quickly than others is the wave at the end of the first quarter to the children in the Children's Hospital out in Iowa. Mm-hmm. That is a new tradition, and it is one that fits the oxymoron. But traditions develop. They're not started. You know what I mean? Well, new Coke replaces Coke. And their sales dropped through the roof within a few months. They had no choice but to bring the original flavor back as Coca-Cola Classic. I still think that's what they have put on the cans, right? Coca-Cola Classic. I've never seen another can of New Coke, another bottle of New Coke since. I've never heard of anybody that ever said, I like New Coke better than regular Coke, Coke Classic. Well, Coca-Cola Company admitted... Their CEO of North America told CNN Business, quote, maybe a while ago we wouldn't have done this, but we're changing and trying to innovate in ways that are beyond traditional new products. This is a cultural innovation. Coca-Cola is bringing back New Coke because it is being featured in the third season of a show called Stranger Things. Have you ever heard of that?
I have.
All right. So they're bringing back a run of it. And guess what? It's going to go viral.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Because it's going to be for a limited time and everything else. But what a great way to sell some extra product by making it viral and making fun of yourself 20 years later. They flat out admitted we probably wouldn't have done this 15 years ago. But like I tell people when they've had a death in the immediate family, time doesn't heal all wounds. It gives you the ability to put things in proper perspective.
Not just that. It's going to go viral for multiple different reasons. A, the show is so popular. It's a Netflix original series, two seasons in, very, very popular, very well loved.
Are you going to live tweet this thing like these guys did for Game of Thrones, which is absolutely the number one that people spent, you know, diehard time watching it, but number two, making all of us read your tweets about it? There's one show I've never seen nor never will.
I've watched Game of Thrones. A little disappointed in the last season, but that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to watch Stranger Things. I haven't been that invested in it. Okay. So my fiance loves the show, so she'll watch it. But two, it gives people a chance who most of the people who watch Stranger Things were not around to taste New Coke.
Right.
So everyone hears about how bad New Coke was.
It may be great now. In their opinion.
Yeah.
Just think of it. We got flavored water, flavored vodka, flavored bourbons. All that crap has come out since New Coke was developed. You know what I mean? So, again, what are some other beverages? What are some other beverages that are no longer around?
For me, this was the one that was the highlight of my list. Whenever you told me about this, the first thing, it was a drink called Vault, and it was the energizing Mountain Dew made by Coke.
All right.
It was basically their replacement for Mellow Yellow.
Who the hell ever drank Crystal Pepsi? Pepsi that was clear. All right, if you could do that back in the day and eliminate the colors and stuff, then shouldn't you have done it and just made that Pepsi? But Crystal Pepsi always looked weird to me. All right, do they even have Jolt anymore? You mentioned Vault. Jolt was what, four times the amount of caffeine that regular Coca-Cola had in it?
I don't think they have Jolt anymore.
Okay. Because to me, that's the same thing. That was the original, what, Four Loko, if you will?
It was the Four Loko for kids.
Because there's been a whole lot more. All right, a couple of others from the regular drink category or non-alcoholic that made my list. Well, this one was from Stone Man, so at Classic Rock 101, so I'm guessing this must be a European deal, but Rondo, which was a citrus-flavored kind of like soda, if you will, to me that sounds very European or very Kentucky basketball.
Okay.
Rajon Rondo.
I hadn't either. Heard that before.
What about Surge? That was like a Mountain Dew or a Sunkist or a...
Surge was the 90s kids soft drink.
Okay.
Because I remember this. They had the frozen version at Burger King, and I would go to Burger King just to get that.
Is there still Fruitopia?
I don't believe there is.
All right. But how about, I guess alcohol is where they push the things. All right. There was literally a product back in the day called Miller Chill.
Yeah.
What'd you have to do? Freeze it and get it to 32 degrees? Knoxville, Tennessee, when I lived up there, is the most High Life, Miller High Life drinking place I've ever lived in my life. And that's why I knew that I was not originally from Knoxville and just living there. Almost to a tea. And I mean a power orange tea. My friends up there drink Miller High Life. And I'm sorry, that is not the champagne of beers, but I haven't had a beer in about 10 years. Now, let me quantify that. Drank half of Canada out of Crown Royal during that time. No, that's not. That's actually made here. Wait, is Crown Royal Canadian?
I'll check it.
I'm confused. No, it is Canadian because it was cheaper to buy Crown Royal when we were in Vancouver in the liquor store than it was to buy Jim Beam. And I'm like, why? They said because the Jim Beam's imported. Yep. You got to pay the tariffs and the taxes on it. So, yeah, I drank half of Canada out of Crown Royal. All right. Let's see if you remember a couple of these others that are on the list. Did you know people actually back in the day thought that they were like two older brothers by the name of Bartles and James when it came to their wine coolers? You know what I mean? No, it was owned by an alcoholic company. There were not two brothers, Bartles and James. The greatest redneck Georgia thing of all time when your former governor goes on to be a one-term president and he's a former peanut farmer, his brother, Billy Carter... Jimmy Carter's brother, Billy Carter, put out a product back in the day called Billy Beer.
Huh.
It was, I don't know if it was any good, but that's awesome. Your brother's president. Yeah, well, I have my own beer.
Billy Beer.
That is the ultimate hold my beer comment right there. You know what I mean?
See, I don't remember alcohol that doesn't exist because I wasn't around to drink it.
All right, but the only time I've ever wanted to make fun of a multimillionaire that's in the Hall of Fame and now owns a NBA team, I'm going to tell you that when we come back because I did it, and you know what? When I was younger, you get a couple of those Billy Beers in me. Maybe I did say something inappropriate from time to time, but what is appropriate? We are coming to a close. That is our 6 p.m. keyword, close. You can text that, and that's C-L-O-S-E, close, like close the door. Text that to 72881 in our free cash dash contest brought to you by Intercom. Intercom, Greenville, and ESPN Upstate, 12 times an hour. Or 12 times a day, we give you a chance to win $1,000 free and clear. Your 6 p.m. Keyword is close, and we will C-L-O-S-E. We will come back and close up shop, tell you about this, and get you ready for tomorrow. All right, final few minutes here. Okay, I was telling you about my one comment, right? There used to be over on, it's now closed on Congaree Chiefs. It used to be over in Orchard Park over there.
Mm-hmm.
Back when the Birmingham Barons would come play the Greenville Braves, a lot of people would end up in Chiefs later on that night from the opposing team. One night for the Birmingham Barons, who were the AA affiliate for the Chicago White Sox, who do you think played right here in Greenville, South Carolina?
No clue.
Michael Jordan.
Ah.
Michael Jordan and some of his teammates were up at Chiefs that night. Guess what Michael Jordan has adult alcoholic beverage-wise in his hand while he's shooting pool with some of those kids, which I thought was a great move. You're the king of the NBA, yet you're in Chiefs in Greenville, South Carolina, playing with these playing shooting pool. But he was drinking Zima. Zima. The two biggest times I've almost gotten my butt kicked by somebody a heck of a lot bigger and more famous than me in the sports industry is because of a freaking Zima. You don't even know what a Zima is, do you?
No, I don't.
It's like the first thing that came out non-beer in alcohol. And it was a white liquid in kind of a clearish, silverish glass bottle with a blue. I mean, Google it. Zima. It's literally a clear white liquid. I guess it was kind of the first, like, I remember when California coolers came out in, like, 1984, and it was cloudy, and that was your first wine cooler. But to top it off with Charlotte, because that's Michael Jordan owns the Charlotte Hornets and everything, I was living there working for JP Sports back in the day, brokest I've ever been in my life, trying to live in a one-bedroom duplex off what I made with JP Sports because I'd had a bad roommate experience at my previous city. So I go up to the convenience store for something, and here's this big dude. You remember how guys, when they used to go work out, would cut the top out of a sweatshirt, you know, and cut the arms off, and that's what they work out in, and you're like, you're that guy, really? This big dude with his sweatshirt, you know, the collar cut, because his neck wouldn't fit in the extra large or double extra large sweatshirt, he's got his back turned to me. It's 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm on my way into work. I bartended when I wasn't on the road with JP Sports. Here's this big dude, and he's got a six-pack of Zima. And I'm literally two or three guys behind him in the line going, under my breath, thank God, wussy, 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 wussy. You know, big old guy. Guy pays for it, turns around, and walks off, and it's Arn Anderson.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember Ole and Arn Anderson, the Four Horsemen back in the day. Maybe he had been working out. That's when you start checking your audio file. Please tell me you had the mute button on while you were thinking that in your head.
Exactly.
Because you're getting ready to get laid out here in like the Exxon parking lot at the corner of Park Road and South Boulevard in Charlotte, North Carolina by Arn Anderson because you called him a wussy because he was buying Zima. Now, I can tell you this much. Ric Flair, he would have called him the flat-out wussy right there in the lobby of that Exxon station.
Oh,
you know what I
mean? Okay, of course Ric Flair would have.
He could have defended himself.
Yeah, well, not just that, but you know Arn would have gotten him back eventually.
Yeah.
Okay? Arn would have gotten him back in some way, shape, or form. You have nothing to defend yourself against Arn Anderson, all right? He would look at you, berate you for 5 minutes, and then decide to put you in a chokehold that you couldn't get out of.
I think I tried to come up with like some gang slang double A, you know, hey, it's double A Arn Anderson. Please say you didn't say wussy, wussy, wussy out loud. Swear to you, I couldn't make that up if I tried.
Oh,
so Zima, are the devil. As Bobby Boucher's mom said, Zima is the devil. That's why it's no longer around.
I'm just very thankful that you're here today, you know, that you're standing, because you could have had a whole heck of a lot more neck issues.
Oh, yeah.
If Arn Anderson or Michael Jordan had heard you.
I think my comment, you know, that Michael didn't hear was, Michael, I've witnessed you drink one more Zima than my wife has. You just got to end it on that. But you know what I mean? My wife will at least pound some Michelob Ultra and not some Zima.
Oh,
you know
my
what
goodness.
I mean? All right, man, I've had a blast with you today. We will catch up with Gary McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com. He's live in Durham for the ACC tournament, working on a couple others as well. And listen, one of the things, we're going to get into some recruiting rankings tomorrow. We're also going to ask the question, what the hell is wrong with Big Ten doctors? I mean, it was one thing what went on at Michigan State. The thing that's gone on at Ohio State might even be scarier. And also, some XFL, can it survive? All that coming on the show tomorrow. It'll be me and Patrick in studio for a Wednesday edition. Y'all have a blessed evening. We'll talk to you at 4 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.